ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
Translation. In the state known as Kushinara, there was a celebrated king named Sujagra. When the king was killed in battle by his enemies, his kinsmen sat down around the dead body and began to lament the death of their friend. This has got no, Prabhupada didn't write any purport. So I was asked if I like, there is some purport I can read up there. So I'm reading the other two verses with your permission. It's saying the translation of other two verses is goes like this. It is 29 and 31. His golden visual armor smashed, his ornaments and garlands fallen from the places, his hair scattered, and his eyes lustreless. The slain king lay on the battlefield, his entire body smeared with blood, his heart pierced by the arrows of the enemy. When he died, he had wanted to show his prowess, and thus he had bitten his lips, and his teeth remained in that position. His beautiful lotus-like face was now black and covered with dust from the battlefield. His arms, with his sword and other weapons, were cut and broken. When the queens of the king of Kushinara saw their husband lying in that position and crying, "O Lord, now that you have been killed, we also have been killed," repeating these words again and again, they fell down, pounding their breasts at the feet of the dead king. Prabhupada did in purport a few lines only. In purport, Prabhupada writes, as stated here, Ravasa Dasta Dachadam, the dead king, while fighting in anger, bit his lips to show his prowess, but nonetheless he was killed by providence. Vidhina, in the providence. This proves that we are controlled by higher authorities. We are controlled by higher authorities. Our personal power or endeavor is not always supreme. We must therefore accept the position offered to us by the order of the Supreme. Well, we know our Sampradaya's head, Brahma, we are coming from Brahma, Madhya, Gaudiya, Sampradaya. So he, after realizing the Lord, he said, Ishvara Parama Krishna, Satchit Ananda Vigraha, Anadi Radhi Govinda, Sarva Karana Karanam. Ishvara, that means, Ish, the word means to control. Ishvara means one is the controller. Actually, sometimes living entity also, in case of living entity, the word Ishvara is used in Vedic literature. Many few places. Because actual Ishvara controller is Krishna. That is why Brahma, who initiated our this sampradaya, he said, after realization of the Lord, he said, Ishvara Parama Krishna. That means Krishna is the Parama Ishvara. Param means supreme. So he is the supreme controller. And in this epic succession, he is represented, he is giving us knowledge. So when the Sadguru, coming in this epic succession, give us, he said, this proves that we are controlled by higher authorities. So, we have got a tendency as a conditioned soul try to lord over material nature and think ourselves have this ego of I am the whatever I survey, I am the enjoyer. But here you see, this proves that you are controlled by higher authorities. You are being conditioned soul, you are controlled by three modes of material nature, and Krishna asked Arjuna as an ideal guru, who was said, an ideal disciple Arjuna, accept it. Krishna says, Toyugumno Vishwa Veda, Nishtoyugumno Bhavarjuna. You must go beyond the modes, three modes of material nature, come to the Nirguna platform, come to the spiritual platform, come to ultimately Vishuddha Sattva. And Prabhupada asked us, at least try to stay in the mode of goodness, try to become a Brahmin, then become a sannyasi. Everybody has to take sannyasi. But actually, ultimately, if our goal is to go back to Godhead, we have to become a Vaishnava. Who is true Vaishnava is beyond sannyasi. In Varna and Ashram, a Brahmin is the highest, topmost in Varna, Shudra, higher than Shudra, is Vaishya, higher than Vaishya is Kshatriya, higher than Kshatriya is Brahmin. Unless one becomes Brahminically qualified, he can understand very little. But higher than Brahmin, as a Brahmin, one should become there ashram there, and Brahmacharya, then Grihastha, then Vanaprastha and Sannyas. And then again, among Sannyas and they have got sometimes more gradations. You should know that today, you may know, that today is the day when Prabhupada took sannyas. So we'd like to read, somebody asked me, how Prabhupada took sannyas, maybe you'd like it here. So we find ultimately we are controlled. Better to surrender and allow ourselves to be controlled and listen. The representative of God is Supreme Controller, Sadguru's instruction. It is easier for us to advance in Krishna consciousness, being molded our life by the Sadguru, listening instruction and surrendering unto Him means surrendering to Krishna. He says, Jasya Prasada, Bhagavat Prasada. Our previous Acharya, Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, in every day of our prayer, Guru Bhastakam, he said, Sakshat Haritena Samastu Sastra. Among all the scriptures, he said that Guru should be accepted as good as God, because He is His representative. And He is dear to Him also. Kintu Prabhu Jal, Pya Ivatasya. Pya means dear. And in our mantra, we chant, Namo Vishnu Padaya, because Guru taking shelter at the lotus feet of Vishnu is all pervading Krishna. Krishna Prasthaya. Prastha means, from the word Priya, come Prastha, means dearest. He's dearest to Krishna. Because he is preaching Krishna consciousness. So, we should surrender to him, that means surrender to the devotee, pure devotee of Krishna, or Sadguru means surrender to Krishna. And if you surrender to Him, we can please Him easily. And if He is pleased, then Krishna is pleased, and we achieve perfection. And this way you can go back to God. So, Lilamati, by His Holiness, Satsurup Das Goswami Maharaj, that He is right, the description of Prabhupada's taking sannyas. Keshavji Gauriamath was located in the midst of one of Mathura's downtown bazaars. Its main entrance and arched doorway led into a courtyard open to sky through a metal grating above. The architecture was similar to that of the Bangshi Gopalji temple. The atmosphere was secluded as in a monastery. Over was a familiar otherwise a familiar welcome figure here used to go there. Still the mot is there near the bus stand of Mathura. You can go and see. He had lived here, written, studied in the library here, edited Gaudiya Patrika. Over used to write many articles in his Patrika. You see, Gita Jar, many others, and they conferred him Bhakti and Vedanta title. Over those conferred this time. And this Gita Jar was Prabhupada's favorite. He used to preach Krishna consciousness, especially Gita, make popular in Bengal with this Gita Jar. Sometimes say, just with minimum price, he just give it away to the villages. Any important guest come in Mayapur temple, Prabhupada will ask, call his Gurukul kids, and he train them by his disciples to chant Gita Gan without seeing the book. And they'll chant melodiously in a form of song and tune, and it will impress the guest, and they like and appreciate. This way Prabhupada tried to make popular Gita. Because Gita Gan, in a sense, is same as what is there in Gita. It is very simple words. And seeing this, the Gaudiyas, they conferred him Bhaktivedanta. So, he did Gaudiya Patrika and donated the deity of Lord Chaitanya. Still it is there in the mort. Who stood on the altar beside the deities of Radha and Krishna. Actual name is Sri Sri Radha Vinod Bihari Ji. Radha Vinod Bihari. But his visit during September of 1959 was not an ordinary one. He entered the mosque dressed in white of a babu, but he would soon be leaving dressed in saffron, a swan. Although I had been living as a renunciant for 9 years, usually before sannyas, there's another ashram is there, it's called Vanaprastha. Because taking sannyas means taking spiritual life very seriously. Once Prabhupada said, unless you're convinced you're not this body, don't take sannyas. One should be very serious. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his instruction is there. He eats very simple, not opulently, dressed also, very simple. All these things are there. But basically, it means, sannyas means you Bhagavad Gita, Krishna also said, Ma Phaleshu Kadachana. You shouldn't be attached to the fruit of your labor, whatever you do. And in Srimad Bhagavatam mentioned, a Brahmin of Avantipur who amassed huge amount of wealth. He was a family man, but since whatever his son, children, wife and relatives used to want to enjoy, and he won't give, he was very strict. He's actually a little miser. And later on, when he became old, they didn't treat him affectionately. So one day being disgusted, he left everything. And they plundered his money and wealth, all his relatives. And he thought, perhaps it is a blessing of the Lord. Then he took sannyas. That in Srimad Bhagavatam, is in 11th canto. It is there. Avantipur Brahmins. It is the famous. Anyway, take sannyas. Better read that and help him. How he should mold his life so that he can be serious in his spiritual life. We know there are 4 ashrams. When in spiritual life, one should be first a brahmachari life, he should be. And he find it difficult to control his senses from the object of sense object, then he can take permission from Guru and get married. If he gets married, best, it is said, around 25 of the age is better, men's case. And women, maybe check it, maybe 16, 17, 15, something. Usually the difference of 10 years better. Especially, you consult some astrologer. In those days, they used to do the see, and the chart whether they, what they call them, they can get along the whole life. Otherwise, if there is break, Prabhupada doesn't want getting married and then you break, divorce, it's not good. Again get married when they're still alive. Prabhupada strongly spoke about this thing. So one should be serious. You get married again. Because it is said, putta thekiyate bhajya. Why you get married? To bring children, especially son, because he will deliver both of you from the hell called put. Otherwise, it is just like if you bring children without guide other living entities and don't bring them, make them Krishna conscious. It is just like these children should be conscious, just like urine or refuse of our body. There are two words, one is called putra, one is called mutra. So, even because even a brahmachari or a sannyasi or a grihastha, anybody can ultimately become a Vaishnava. Vaishnava means he is beyond sannyas. But in order to run an organization, we must establish Bhava's institute, Varnasam Dharma, because different person has different mentality. And the men there in this world, the women there, every man by nature, just like he has got some urges, like this is natural. Appetite, this, that. So this is also there, arjas. Attraction towards opposite sex, this is what is called maitun agar. It's natural. All 8,400,000 species, this attraction is maybe the most strongest to keep us in a conditioned state. But still, one can become a Vaishnava using it in Krishna's service, as Krishna says. Thereby, he can even be higher than a sannyasi. Real sannyasi actually means using everything completely in the service of Mukunda, and thereby he becomes liberated. Mukunda means one, he gives mukti. So, sannyasi is not just a dress and formality. It's not like that. One should take very serious. And then he can maintain his sannyasi. He's using everything for the pleasure of Krishna. Even one should be serious, his control, his speech, his control, his anger, he controls his tongue, he controls his stomach or belly, he controls his arjas, genital, like that. There are 6 arjas there he must control. Among the most difficult, maybe the tongue and mind. Mind is more or less next to impossible. But still one should try. By using them in Krishna's service for the pleasure of Krishna. And thereby, he becomes a sannyasi and can make disciples, become a guru. In Vrindavan, Prabhupada says, even any temple, the Goswami temple is said that one can become a Goswami. Go means senses and Swami means and the owner or controller. Sami or Goswami, in short Sami. That means, he has to become controller of senses. Even Krishna says to Maharaj Yudhishthira, you became a bhakta, but it's all right. If you want to know me, you want to conquer me, you should control your senses. Everybody, it doesn't matter you are a brahmachari, it doesn't matter you are a grihastha, it doesn't matter you are a vanaprastha, or you are a sannyas formal. And that is a Vaishnava. That is Paramahansa. Real Vaishnava is a Paramahansa. Prabhupada had been living as a renunciant for 9 years. There was no need for him to observe a ceremony or to proclaim himself a sadhu by changing a saffron dress. But it was the parampara system that a man takes the dandy sannyas at the end of his life. So if he married at the age of 25, then by the time he's 50, the scripture says panchagrodham. When you come up to the age of 50, you give your wife. Don't get attached more. Then, because you have to put your complete attachment to Krishna and Krishna. It is divided. There is a difficulty arise to go back to Godhead. But even remaining grihastha, if you are an ideal grihastha, you can be more than a sannyasi. Because our goal is not to become sannyasi, goal to become a Vaishnava. And there are many grihastha, there are great Vaishnavas. None are attached to wife, wealth, children, honesty. Just like Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Sometimes becoming sannyasi, one can be carried away by pride or arrogance. You have to crush it, which is natural. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he showed you, he had a pastime showing that Ramananda Rai, who was an administrative head, is a beautiful woman, and he has got, he is a politician, dealing with money, women, he is there. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is asking him questions, and he is enlightening. It is just a pastime, question Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is showing, to crush the pride of the sannyasi, so that they don't become puffed up and carried away by the pride, that everybody is there to pay them obeisance. It is said, the sannyasi doesn't have to pay obeisance to anybody. And everybody must pay obeisance to sannyasi. If he does not, he should fast for a day. So anybody who takes sannyasi should be careful. Taking others, dandavad, whether he can digest it. It's very strict. So at heart you should try to become a sannyasi. A Vaishnava automatically becomes a sannyasi. One who was in my society there are many grihasthas, many devotees. They're collecting lots and lots of money. They're all giving out to Krishna's service. They say, that ideal sannyasi. He says, Prabhupada. Because money is such a thing that sometimes we may be carried away. There is tendency. You may do something, break rules, and it's very basic money, because that there is wealth, Kali is there. So unless you are very detached, really at heart, you may be carried away. Well, Ramasi. Prabhupada mentioned something in Kali Yuga. Sannyasis, the family men, brahmacharis, others will all go to the sannyas. They have got a huge amount of money in the bank. And if you don't use it in Krishna's service in time, it could affect them badly. One should be very careful. Sometimes sannyasi can also very lavishly leave. But unless he is deterred for the service of Krishna Jesus, there is danger that could be. Happen many times. It could happen again. So we should be very careful. So when he is around the age of 50, he should leave his wife and take vanaprastha ashram. If his wife cannot live without him, take wife and go to places of pilgrimage, staying away from children and other relations, and gradually, when she used to it, leave her to her son. Actually, wife is never without the husband, because son is like an expansion of the father, part of it. So, she can live with her son. And son can take care of the mother. And the husband can then gradually live separate from the, completely separate from the wife, and never see wife, associate. How to become see? Never talk to her, nothing. Very strict. This is what, as far as I remember, or correct me, we must say like that. He was aware of the cheating sannyas, especially in the youth. It's very risky to take sannyas. Prabhupada gave for preaching purpose, because in India, many of the sannyasis considered like authority. Even big person, prime minister, a big guy, who see a sannyas, he has to accept, you know what he says. Sometimes some country like India, sometimes people will misuse all this thing, taking this dress. And Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur sometimes will give brahmachari also these days and others, because it helps for preaching. And he sometimes will go in a car in India sometime, people will ask, she is a sadhu? He is sannyasi? See, first class car, first class dress. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, one who is serving Krishna, Krishna is owner of everything. So for preaching purpose, one can use this thing. But we should also at the same time be a little introspective and be careful and see whether I am attached to it or not. If I don't become attached to it, it's all right. For preaching purpose, you can use it, it's okay. Otherwise, we should be think it's very risky and be careful to maintain our purity and standard. That is, sometime, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, even at the age, at the fag end of his life, he was going to Puri, even then, going to leave his body, didn't like to take sannyas. At the last moment, few years before, he took formal sannyas. It is said, every person, at some part of his life, at some, he should take sannyas. Preferably when he become old, senses become weak, so that even if he has desire to enjoy, beg, transgress something, he cannot do it. You see, he was aware of the cheating sinner. Even in Vrindavan, he has seen so-called sadhus who did not preach, but simply spent their days hunting for chapatis. Prabhupada and Bhaktivinoda Thakur strongly criticized these people. They become Babaji, take Babaji dress. Actually, Babaji means he is a Paramahamsa state. Even kids, small age, 25 years, 20, they are taking Babaji dress. They leave some big organization and go to Radhakund and take Babaji dress and maybe thinking, I may be a peacock, my shuru. Or actually, Prabhupada, sometimes these guys are all monkeys. Go to Radhakund and Radhakund means monkeys. Don't take so cheaply of becoming a Paramahamsa. Think, this is my shuru, I am a gopi, this is that. Let her go gradually. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, devotional service gradually is most healthy. In one of his purport in Brahma Samhita, Bhava says, gradually you progress in Krishna consciousness. You can only become Baba if you want. Once in Mayapur, somebody wanted to, any authority asked him to do some work. He said, I am chanting my rounds. He's doing 64 rounds every day. Then the authority said, Prabhupada, how to handle this devotee? Then Prabhupada said, see whether he eats very little. If he is really chanting day and night round, he said, what about prasadantam? What about prasadantam? He is very punctual. Oh, I see. Then after the whole day, you tell him, you are doing 64 rounds, do your complete your 64 rounds. It may take quite a long time. So towards the end of the day, give him just a spoon, few spoonful of rice and simple little dal and little sabha. Public, on the false basis of bhakti, over knew of these abuses of sannyas, that he also knew the real purpose of sannyas. Sannyas was for preaching. For preaching. Sannyas means preaching. On the morning of September 17, 1959, in the 50 by 25, put a deity room on the second floor of Keshavji Mall. A group of devotees sat before the deities of Radha, Krishna and Lord Chaitanya. The deities were colorfully dressed in royal clothing and silver crowns, Radha on his right hand, faced palm forward in benediction for the worshipper. At her side, her left hand held a flower for Krishna. Krishna stood like a dancer, placing his right leg in casual tiptoe pose before his left, playing his long silver flute, which he had held gracefully to his red lips. His long black hair reached down past his shoulders and garland of marigold around his neck reached down to his knees. The deities are like that. They are, it is so much described because in detail we should be meditating on this always. When it says the ultimate instruction of Krishna to Bhagavad Gita, to Arjuna, ideal disciple, what Krishna says? Krishna says, manmana bhava mad bhakto, always think of me
What does it mean, think of me? Think of me means think of Krishna. See, then form, that is like a cloud, fresh cloud, and cloud, Krishna, with his flute, and there's a peacock feather, nice turban or a crown. See, then form is standing with a flute in his hand, and he has got different types of flutes, you know. And you can meditate on this. He's got a Sri Radha Krishna. Radha Rani is all mentioned in detail. So that when you come inside the temples every day, which attracts our attention is Radha Krishna or Krishna Balaram or Govinda. So you can meditate. So stand in front of the deity and see carefully what dress Krishna is wearing, how nice to dress. And he has got bull horn, he has got a stick in his hand, he's nicely dressed, and his decoration. And who decorated? Sometimes cowherd boys with so many types of colored dye stuff. And Vrindavan, life is very simple. He called the cows by blowing his blue horn or playing his flute. He has different type of flutes. He has got different name, Bangshi, Murali, Mahananda, Shambhavini, and he has got different size. He has got different number of holes, and for different purpose he used different flute. And he calls his cows, and they have got different names. Nanda Baba has got cows 9,30,000, and he called them. Simply by playing his flute, cows can understand his calling. Dhavali, Shamali, Tibeni, Padmini. And if you love somebody, everybody likes his name. So the cows also have their name. They are the greatest saviors, the great devotees. In the spiritual world, in Vrindavan. And they at once respond, come to Krishna, and Krishna pat them. Sometimes Krishna decorates them. Collect, pearls, best pearls. If they don't give, Krishna will plant, take from his mother. And mother doesn't give, so you are a fool. How you can grow tree of giving pearls? And the gopis doesn't give, and Krishna asks. Gopis says, for your this animal, you are asking for pearls? This is meant for us. We have got pearl necklaces to decorate ourselves. Why for this animal? Come on, we are giving. Get lost. Something like that. They said Krishna. And then Krishna will ask his mother, mother, you're a fool. How you can grow pearls on the tree? No, no, you give, otherwise I'm not going to take anything. You call for breakfast, you don't know. Then mother will be forced. Every mother is affectionate to his son and call all his things. You're a fool. But what can be done? Krishna is insisting, he's stubborn. Krishna will plant. So this pearls, and from that pearls, plant will come, Krishna engages cowherd boys to make fans, and seeing all these things, the gopis will come and check what Krishna is doing, why he is getting pearls. He is saying how much Krishna is taking care. That every day, regularly he is asking his boys, take care of this plant, will grow best pearls for my cows. This Krishna loves these cows, they are the greatest devotee of the Lord. And the tree will come, plant will come, they will every day pour water in them, just like we Savanam Kirtanam did. And then plant will come up, then flowers will come, and so many beautiful pearls will come, having luster, different color. And Krishna will pick them up and make necklaces and put them in his cows as a necklace and decorate the cows with the horns, with gold, silver plate, make them very, look very beautiful, and go to take, to temple. He loved them. This is the devotional service. The cows are in Shantarasa. But the cows want to please Krishna, and Krishna also want to please them. This is devotional service, sweetness, response. To Krishna. So we have to meditate on all these things. Manmana Bhava means think of Krishna, driven form, in his pastime, beautiful, his dress, And Radharani, with his associates, cows, goats, gopis, going out for gostha, tending the cows, how Krishna goes. And the gopis, seeing till he goes out of their sight, then again when they're chanting, they're making sound. And Krishna also, milk cows, making sound, all these things one has to meditate. And this is called manmana bhava. Then you automatically become madbhakto. You become, being absorbed in thought of Krishna, you are the greatest devotee. Maddaji, worship Krishna. Mam namaskuru, pay obeisance to Krishna. Definitely you will go back to Vrindavan. Now we are in this Vrindavan, bhoga in this heart. When you leave this body, you are rest assured. If you don't commit offense, no material desire, moment you leave this body, back to the Goloka Vrindavan, to some, we have got some respective relation with Krishna, everybody you have, there is shurun. Somebody may be cow, somebody may be like a stick, somebody may be grass of Vrindavan, someone may be a tree, somebody may be a friend of Krishna, someone may be servant of Krishna, or his assistant, and go there and do the same thing. Or so somebody is cooking for Krishna and meditating. What Krishna likes? Krishna likes laddu, what Radharani needs. So you can also make laddu, think of meditate. What Radharani likes? Maybe some Radha Vallabhi, some kachuri. You make, meditate as good as possible. And it could be, sometime you leave your body and go back to the spiritual world, help Radharani. To cook, become Radharani's assistant. Cook nice, palatable dishes for Krishna. Same thing. So we have this opportunity. Prabhupada has given us a pure devotee. So we should take this. Doesn't matter whether you come from Russia or come from Croatia, come from America or Australia, come from Africa or Bombay, Gujarat, Bengal, Kerala, Japan, China. We have all of us this opportunity. We should take this. Prabhupada has given us a pure devotee. Make it very simple for us. We simply have to use, read Prabhupada's books, and mold our life accordingly under the guidance of a Shadguru. These books are the basis. This is not simply for distributing. These books are meant for us first of all. And one want to please Prabhupada, first and foremost thing Prabhupada said, I want to see that everybody read these books at least 1 or 2 hours, so that we should know what Prabhupada expects from us, all devotees, and know, mold our life. Again and again we should read this book, every line, every word, and meditate on this. Things become very simple. Whether you are a brahmachari, temple president, or sannyasi or not, or cleaning the temple, everybody has got this opportunity to associate with Krishna, Gaunitai, Radha Shyam Sundar, Krishna Balaram, and make our life full of bliss and eternity. In Vrindavan, we are just now practicing here. Prabhupada gave his chance to come to this Vrindavan, come to this temple of Krishna Balaram, where Krishna Balaram used to play under a tree. Those places are still existing. Maybe unmanifest to us, when you will give up sense gratification, as one of our acharya says, Vishaya chariya kabe shuddha man. How do I know my mind has become pure? Here is the symptom. When I give up sense gratification, I come to the spiritual platform. What my eyes want to see, I won't let him see. I will chastise him, I see. See only Krishna Balaram, beautifully how dressed. See Gaunitai, see Radha Shyam Sundar. See beautiful paintings here of Krishna's pastimes and Mahaprabhu's pastimes, and meditate on that, and read Krishna's book, and listen Krishna Katha 24 hours, if possible. Then we absorb. Even right now, we can feel, when you are absorbed, you can feel the presence of Krishna. Krishna knows what is in your heart. And if he sees you have given up Vishaya chariya kabe shuddhayaman, your mind will be completely pure. Your heart will be Vrindavan. We can see Krishna's pastime. Krishna is performing his sweetest pastime with his cowherd boys, cows, Radharani. And Prabhupada is giving us this opportunity to all of us. on the morning of September, I said, sir, they say, so we should meditate on it. There's a description here. I said, you're seeing on it. Krishna, very good. He was a soft golden color, and he had large eyes. Krishna is called Pundarikaksha. Mother Kunti was meditating Krishna once in Kunti's prayer. Has a lotus eyes, his navels are, everything is like lotuses. Why? Lotus, the lotus is the most beautiful object in this world. In other words, Krishna is the most beautiful object. You say, I am seeing Krishna. How do I know I am seeing Krishna? Really, when you are seeing Krishna, then you won't be attracted to the object of the senses. So there is a verse in Nectar of Devotion, if you steal of attachment to your wife, to your children, to your bank balance, to anything of this world, don't go to Vrindavan to look at Krishna, who is playing his flute in the Keshi Ghat under the tree. Don't go there. In other words, if you want to see Krishna, still now, and if you want to know whether you are seeing the beauty of Krishna, you know, still you have got attachment to all these things, Tom? No, you haven't seen Krishna yet. So let us give up sense getting by relishing Rasavarjan Rasopyasa, relishing some higher thing, so that you become detached. You become detached. Rasavarjan Rasopyasa. And another place said, Bhakti Parishanbo, Virakti Anatta. You become disgusted. Just Jamuna Charya. We have got attraction to our opposite sex. And he said, he spit on that when this thing comes in his mind. He spit on it. So we should be. We should try to learn from this. So gradually, the mind is thinking something else. Morning, in the morning, beat your mind with shoe 100 times. And when you go to bed, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, with a broom, beat him 100 times. It's very difficult to control the mind. That's why he says, should chastise. Rather, Prabhupada says, positive thing is, you should, before you go to bed, listen Krishna's pastime. Maybe somebody read Krishna book on a tape, you listen, meditate on that till you fall asleep. Or early in the morning, switch on your tape recorder and listen Chintamani Prakrasa. Because early in the morning and before go to bed, whatever you are absorbed, thereby you are impressed, that may come in your mind sometimes. So we should, these two times special, Prabhupada said, we should meditate on the spiritual world and what Krishna is doing. And thereby, ante narayana sriti, when you are leaving our body, remembrance of Krishna will come. There is perfection of life. How do you know? What spontaneously comes in our mind, we should check time to time. It is said in the scripture, how do I know I am achieving perfection? There is a verse, Bhaktivinoda Thakur used to say, when non-stop remembrance of the lotus feet of Krishna comes in your mind, then you can understand you are achieving perfection. Instead, maybe something else coming. So try. Let us try to remember Krishna. And chant Hare Krishna. On one level below the deities, but pictures of the spiritual masters in disciplic succession. Jagannath Das Babaji, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Gaurkishore Das Babaji, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, Bhakti Pragyan Keshav Maharaj. Over a sack on a mat of kusha grass beside 90-year-old Sanatan, also to receive sannyas that day, sitting opposite the two candidates, Narayan Maharaj, Keshav Maharaj's disciple, prepared to conduct ceremony of mantras and offering of grains and ghee into the fire. Akinchan Krishnadas Babaji, Abhay, his godbrother, known for sweet singing, played Midanga and sang Vaishnava bhajan. Here is a Paramahansa. He heard. We see Prabhupada in Mayapur, many of his godbrother used to come. And some devotee happened to be with Prabhupada many times, and he was sitting. Prabhupada asked him, give anybody come, you give prasad to others. So he seen that Bhupa treated him specially. When he came, he made him sit very near to him. There's another special asana on his left hand side. Raja Maharaj, please sit here. He was sitting. And his Babaji has got hardly anything anywhere seen. He has got just a little piece of cloth here from his knees, up to his knees, and one fatua, little short kurta, here, very cheap. And he has got another set in a bag. He has no scripture even, a notebook. He has nothing you can call as his property. He'll go to temple of his god brothers and chant Hare Krishna. Sometimes he'll be seen whole night he's chanting Hare Krishna. And his samadhi is still there near Pavan Sarovar. You'll find he's got a nice picture, simple, with some beard little. He's always like a little child, he'll be simply smiling and laugh like a child, and ask any question, he'll simply say, chant Hare Krishna, and he'll get your answer. Simply chant Hare Krishna, 24 hours, and laugh. And so he said, Akincha. Akincha means, Prabhupada said, one considered everything, whatever he has got, belongs to Krishna. He uses in Krishna's service. He is Akincha. And you know, Kunti Devi, one of the greatest devotees of Lord Krishna, he said, who can see Krishna? He said, Krishna is akinchana gochara. Though Krishna is front of us, Kunti Devi is saying, but nobody, he is within everybody and outside of everybody, but nobody can see him. Nobody can see him. So who can see? He is saying, he is akinchana gochara. One considered everything belongs to him. He considered all these things belongs to Krishna at heart. Then he can see Krishna. He is akinchana. So we can know, now learn, how we can see Krishna. This is Paramahansa. Kunti Devi is clear, Prabhupada mentioned that. Dear Paramahansa is like that, akinchana. Akinchana, Krishna Darshan. Krishna has already told some of Prabhupada's disciples, when I happened to be there, I was chanting Hare Krishna. When Swami Maharaj was taking sannyas, and now he is chanting Hare Krishna, and everybody is in a real part of the world, in other part of the world, people are listening. He is playing a midanga, old man, Prabhupada said, and throughout the world is a reverberating, and everybody is chanting Hare Krishna. Playing midanga and sang Vaishnava bhajan, sitting on a raised asana, His Holiness Keshav Maharaj presided. Since there had been no notices or invitation, only the mots, few residents attended, Narad Maharaj chanted the required mantras and then sat back silently while Keshav Maharaj lectured. Then, to everyone's surprise, Keshav Maharaj asked Abhay to speak. Abhay had not expected this. As he looked around at the gathering of the devotees, he understood that the common language was Hindi. Only Keshav Maharaj and a few others spoke English, yet he knew he must speak in English. After Abhay's speech, each initiate received his sannyas danda, the traditional head-high staff made of four bamboo rods bound together and completely enwrapped in saffron cloth. They were given their sannyas garments, one piece of saffron cloth for a dhoti and one for a top piece and two strips for underwear. They also received tulsi neck beads and the sannyas mantra. Keshav Maharaj said that Abhay would now be known as Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj and that Sanatana would be Muni Maharaj. After the ceremony, the two new sannyasis posed for a photo, standing on either side of their sannyas guru, who sat in a chair. Keshav Maharaj didn't impose any stricture on Abhay. He simply encouraged him to go on preaching. Yet Abhay knew that to become A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami did not mean merely that he was giving up family, home comforts and business that he had done 5 years ago, changing from white cloth to saffron cloth. From Abhay Babu to Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj had a special significance It was the mandate he had required, the irrevocable commitment. Now it was only a matter of time before Bhaktivedanta Swami would travel to the West, as Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati had ordained. This was Bhaktivedanta Swami's realization of his new sannyas status. The Gaudiya Patrika's account on sannyas initiation included a biographical sketch of Sri Srimad Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, listing the major events of his life. The article concluded, seeing his enthusiasm and ability to write articles in Hindi, English and Bengali, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj gave him the instruction, take Tridandi sannyas. Prabhupada says to one of his disciples, sannyas means you must write some article. You must be a good writer. Either write, that means this is also preaching, and also go to different places and preach. This is sannyas's main function. In the month of Bhadra, and also sannyas means socially he is dead. No social intercourse. In the month of Bhadra, on the day on which Vishwarup accepted sannyas today, Bhakti Vedanta Swami at the Sri Keshavji Gaudiya Math accepted sannyas from the founder of the Vedanta Samiti, Bhakti Pragyan Keshav Maharaj. Seeing him accept his ashram of renunciation, seeing this pastime for accepting the renounced order of life, we have attained great affection and enthusiasm. I don't know whether I've taken more time, forgive me. And any comment?
Hare Krishna. Just to add a small pastime, I know it's very late, but this will take about 5 minutes.
Very good.
Because we were here in Vrindavan in September and October 76, so just 20 years ago, and it was about 20 years after Prabhupada's taking sannyas, not quite 20 years, but. And there was one morning, I think maybe Pradyumna had gotten this photograph of Prabhupada, Keshava Maharaj, and this other sannyasi, the godbrother of Prabhupada who had taken sannyas with him.
Muni Maharaj.
His name was Bhaktivedanta Muni Maharaj, and Prabhupada was given the name Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. So I thought I could just read Prabhupada's reaction to seeing that photograph. I brought it in and showed him one morning in early October. This was on October the 3rd of 76. It'll just take 5 minutes to read this.
Okay.
So this morning I showed Prabhupada a photo taken of him on the day that he accepted sannyas. He is standing to the right of the photograph, a godbrother seated in the center and another sannyasi is standing to the left. So this time, this photograph was not very commonly distributed. Not many devotees had actually seen it. Prabhupada smiled when he saw it, but he didn't think that it was such a good photo. He told me that he had taken sannyas from the godbrother in the center, Keshava Maharaj, who was the same age as himself. The other devotee was older and had also taken sannyas on the same day. It was an opportunity for me to relish Prabhupada's earlier pastimes, and as I took advantage of it as much as I could, I asked whether, as Hari Kesh Maharaj had previously told me, that Prabhupada had been gored by a cow the day before he took sannyas. So Prabhupada laughed and shook his head. He said that incident had occurred in Delhi in 1956, 3 years before. So there was some story going around at that time. Prabhupada had been gored by a cow just the day before, but it was 3 years before. It was in Delhi. Prabhupada had stopped to pet a calf, and the mother had actually gored him in the stomach. And Prabhupada told me that when he was lying on the ground like that, because it wasn't long after he had kind of completely cut ties with his family and, you know, moved into the Radha Damodar, not Radha Damodar, at that time he was at Bansi Gopal Temple. So Prabhupada said when the cow hit him and he was lying on the ground, the first thought that came into his mind was that he started to think, oh, am I being punished for leaving my family? And then he said, but then immediately he said, I thought about Rupa Goswami and the six Goswamis and how they gave up everything for preaching and coming to Vrindavan. He said, and then I was all right. So anyway, that was in 56. So then Prabhupada was in an amenable mood, and he shared a few details of his struggles in the 1950s. He said that he was living in Delhi as a Vanaprastha, but my paper was going on back to Godhead. In Delhi, I was alone. I was doing everything, editing, selling, cooking, collecting. So I asked him if his godbrothers were helping in any way. I did not take, he said. They wanted, but I did not like. I asked, did you ever think at that time that you would be able to expand, or... I was trying to, he said, but it was a struggle at that time. I lived with some of my godbrothers, but I did not like, and I left their temple, and I was living alone. Then in Imlitala, you know there, this Imlitala in Sivakunj, there is my godbrother's temple. So he had a temple in Delhi, in Carol Bagh. So I left Jhansi and came to Mathura, and I stayed there for a few months. Then I went to Delhi. So in this way, here and there. So I told Prabhupada that Akshaya Das, this boy Akshaya was traveling with us as Prabhupada's guard, has been reading one of his original Indian-printed Bhagavatams, the 1-1. So I told him, I was looking in the front and it gives you a residence in Vrindavan at the Radha Damodar and your office in Delhi. So Prabhupada tipped his head from side to side. It was not unpleasant. When I was living alone, doing everything, it was not unpleasant. Very nice. Alone, everything I was doing. But rather, I had not so much anxiety for management.
Yeah.
He said that his youngest son, Vrindavan Day, had come to live with him, but he had not liked that. I said, no, you don't. They sent my family to go and live with me, so he came twice or thrice. The reason is that I asked him, if you want to live with me, then you